Way back when I was thinking about starting a high-ticket dropshipping business, the one thing I was looking for was someone to show me what one of these sites looks like. So John and I have done that for you at dropshipbreakthrough.com/go. So head to dropshipbreakthrough.com/go and watch the free training.
Hey, if you're a repeat listener, please leave us a review or a rating. It would really help catapult us into the top 100. We're bouncing in and out on a weekly basis, and a review or a rating from you on your favorite podcast app would go a long way. Thanks so much. Welcome to the Dropship Podcast, where you'll learn how to build and grow a high-ticket dropshipping business and hear stories from successful e-commerce entrepreneurs. Let's kick this thing off. Hey, welcome to the Dropship Podcast. Today, we're going to give you five tips for an awesome high-ticket dropshipping website, five things that you should do on your business if you want to have success as a high-ticket dropshipper.
Yeah. So this is like more the feel here is like a whole of website thing. So like what are the things you need to have on your website as a whole, not just the product pages, which we tend to talk about a lot, but like your whole website, you know, what's the things that are going to lend to, I think, the experience of your website, no matter what page, you know, your visitor's on really. And I think there are definitely some key things that particularly if we see people coming from a dropshipping background that is not high ticket dropshipping, that I often see, like I get a lot of people who are like, oh, I've got a dropshipping site and I'm, you know, selling jewelry or something and I've just started it. And I look at it and I say, man, there's just some things missing from this website. And I think a lot of the things we're going to talk about here kind of lead to the customer experience more than anything, right? You want to make your website as simple as possible and as easy as possible for your customer to use. And the first one of those is having a big ass search bar, as Ben says. And so
Hold on. I wrote that in the sheet. You're supposed to make this sound better. Big ass search bar is, in fact, what I did right in there.
Yeah, but I don't talk like you. So I'm not American. We don't say ass.
What do you say?
I just said it. We've all been to Amazon, right? You know, something Amazon's famous for, one of the things they pioneered is that massive search bar in their header. Why is that there? It's there because they sell a heck of a lot of products and it's hard to find all of their products using a traditional navigation. And they assume that most people come to their website knowing what they're looking for, having some rough idea of what they're looking for. And the easiest way to get to it is if they can just pop it into a search bar like you would. And this behavior is because that's what people do on search engines, right? That's where it's come from. It comes from Google. Everybody is trained to use a big visible search bar because Google and other search engines pioneered that. And that's what how people have got used to the internet. So when somebody sees a search bar, they immediately know what it's there for. And they know they don't have to worry about navigating things and anything. So if you've got a big visible, it's got to be visible, right? And I'm not talking about one of those. Some people say, oh, I've got that little magnifying glass thing you can click up here in the corner of my website. That's not good enough. Yes, that is a search functionality, but you have to remember that people's attention is measured in seconds here when they land on your website. They don't want to be looking for little icons to click to do something. Everything's got to be big, obvious, easy to understand. So a big search bar, if you're using a quality Shopify theme like Superstore, which we recommend, it comes with one built in, which will show both on mobile and on desktop. There are, if you're using a different theme, there are apps that can add this. And then you want that search bar to be backed up by like the ability to produce good search results in that search bar, which are rich search results, which will show people, you know, products if the product is the relevant or content pages, if you've got content pages that might be relevant to their search. And so there's a couple of apps that we can recommend for Shopify. So Smart Filter app and Live Search and Smart Filter app. Ben's going to link that up in the show notes, no doubt. That is a good one that you can use to give you that that functionality, but that's definitely a must have. What's your second must have, Ben?
Yeah, I'm just realizing now that most of these have to do with that short attention span. You call them lazy, whatever you want. No one's actually going to go any further than they need to go on your website. So if you have a big ass search bar, they can easily search what they're looking for. They're on your site to shop anyway. Give them exactly what they want.
Also, give them a, as I wrote in the sheet here, big ass phone number as well. Like, the people who are buying high ticket products often want to speak to somebody before they spend that kind of money. You should encourage that. You should encourage to get someone on the phone so that you can bust their objections and help them get the product that they're looking for in their hands. Pro tip here. Don't say, if you want, I can take your order right now. Say, go ahead and give me your credit card numbers and we'll get this order placed for you right away. Like, give them the instructions to move them forward, but make sure you have a big ass phone number on your website so that they can easily call you whenever they want to. I like to do tap to call. So if you can get a developer to program in a big ass phone number in the header on your mobile device so that they can just tap it and call you, that's what I like to do.
Hey, it's John here. I just want to take a really quick break from the episode to let you know about something exciting that we've got happening over at Dropship Breakthrough. Now, one of the first questions that anyone looking to get into high ticket dropshipping asks is, what am I going to sell? What's my products going to be? What are the profitable products going to be that I'm going to build a business around? And it's one of things that people worry about the most, that they're going to get that wrong. And that's fair enough. Picking the wrong products to sell is one of the biggest mistakes that people looking to start a dropshipping business make. So what if I said we could fix that for you and solve that problem, answer that question for you in the next 5 days? Well, the answer is we absolutely can do that. So I want to introduce you to the Dropship Breakthrough 5-Day Challenge. And the 5-day challenge is basically like a mini workshop that over the course of 5 days is going to show you and help you find the profitable products that you can build a high ticket drop shipping business around. So each day for 5 days, you're going to get a lesson or two to go through. And each of those videos together is going to show you the process that we've used and Ben and I have used, not just Ben and I, but over 400 of our students have used to find profitable high ticket products that are viable for the drop shipping business model. So you're going to get a lesson every day, you know, watch that lesson. And at the end of the 5 days, you'll know what you're going to sell. And I'm going to throw a few interesting bonuses in there as well. Now, the best part of this is you can join the challenge today for just $97. So single investment of $97, and you're going to then know what you can build a business around with a super high level of confidence so that you can start your business and not have to worry about that maybe you've picked the wrong products and you're going to have to go back to scratch at some point. So all you need to do to join the Dropship Breakthrough 5-Day Challenge is head to Dropship Breakthrough, that's spelled BREAKTHRU.com/5. You'll find the link below in the show notes. All you have to do is head there, sign up on that page, and you will be immediately and instantly into the 5-day challenge. You can get started straight away. So head over there, join the challenge. And once again, it's backed as always by our 30-day money back guarantee. So if you take the challenge and you think it was rubbish, you couldn't identify any products or anything like that, you can request your money back and we'll hit you straight back up with that. So head on over. If you're looking to get started, if you've been sitting on the fence, if you've been worrying about finding the right products, head over, take the 5-day challenge today at dropshipbreakthrough.com/5. Yeah, right. And it seems, once again, so many people come to dropshipping with thinking, I don't want to do much customer service. Isn't this like a sit on the beach kind of thing where I don't have to do anything? And like, that's one, I mean, we've said it so many times, that's not the reality, but you do want people to call you. Your conversion rate off people who call your business is so much higher than people who never have that touch point with your business, right? As soon as you get somebody on the phone, not only can you serve them, help them, but you can also sell to them, right? And person-to-person selling is still the most effective way to sell something. So definitely getting people on the phone. And I think it's not just these things we're talking about are not just about helping people because people's attention spans are shorter. It's definitely about that. It's also about conversion rate optimization, a lot of these things. So the thing you're trying to do, just as a side note on your site, is get people to the point of purchase in as few steps as possible, right? So you don't want them going through some, you know, really convoluted path through your website to get to the product that they're actually looking for. The more you can shorten up the number of clicks and the number of steps they have to go through, the higher your conversion rate on your site is going to be. So The third thing I think we're looking for here, though, is great headlines. And once again, Ben, you're absolutely right. This is like people skim websites, right? These days, once again, attention spans are shorter. It's measured in seconds, like sometimes singular seconds. And so having great headlines on your website, whether that's on your collection pages, sub headlines where you've got content, you know, like nice big sub headlines that I think, yes, you know, we use those for search engine optimization as well, but give the reader a clear idea of what's coming after that headline enables people to stop the skimming and actually focus in on the things that they need to see and understand on your website that are going to help them to then go ahead and purchase a product.
Yeah, a few tips around there. I love the superstore theme because you can add a little section up at the top by the add to cart button. Turns out a lot of people don't scroll. They only want to see that. So if you can get your quick little blurb in there of like everything they need to know about this product right there so they don't have to scroll. I love that about Superstore. And then your headlines too. Like people are scrolling. And if they can tell themselves the story of the product by simply reading your headlines, and of course they're going to contain keywords again. Like John said, we're doing good SEO here. But if they can read a story on headlines and that's it, and they're like, that should give them all the information they need. And if they need to dive in deeper, they know which section it's inside of. Also selective bolding inside your paragraphs, like select so that people aren't going to read the whole paragraph. It just looks like a wall of text. No one's reading that. And so if you can selective bold inside of those headlines to get people to take away the information they need to take away, that's going to go a long way. John, you threw this next one in here. I added the word ass for you, of course. This is called kick-ass USP. What do you got for this? What do you mean by getting a kick-ass USP on your website?
Yeah, so like one of the things when you're doing high ticket dropshipping, you're not the only person who's selling the products that you're selling, right? Other people are selling them. There are other places usually that might be some exceptions where you have an exclusive arrangement. But usually, your customers can buy the product elsewhere, whether that's offline or online. You're going to have competition for that product. And so one of the questions in your customer's mind, whether they're subconsciously or consciously, is not just, is this the right product for me to buy? It's, who is the best person to buy it from, right? And yes, they're going to get a sense of that just from your website and, you know, how knowledgeable you seem and are you an authority in your space and all of those sort of things absolutely lead into that. But once again, people's attention span is short. They're only there for a short amount of time. And so they need to understand the message about why they should buy from you and not your competitors like that fast. So they need to be able to see that message no matter where they are on your website. So if they're on your homepage, it needs to be visible fairly high up the homepage, whatever it is, right? And we're not going to dive, that's entirely another conversation about how you come up with this for, if we haven't already touched that, that'd make a good future episode. But people need to be able to see whatever that message is. And sometimes it can just be one thing. It might be three reasons why somebody should buy from you. It might be five. Like it's going to be entirely dependent on your niche, your market. There's no one-size-fits-all answer here, but they need to be able to see it on the product page, high up the product page. They need to be able to see it on the homepage, high up the homepage. They need to be able to see it on your About Us page, all over your site. You can put it on your collection pages. Like, what is the message you want people to understand about why they should buy from you? Because it's not going to be the product, right? You're not in control of the product. It's not your product when you're drop shipping. So you can't rely on the product to be the reason why somebody's buying from you because you're the only person that sells that product, right? And the product is amazing. That's not your USP. Your USP is what's great about your business and why your business is better to buy from than anybody else.
I look forward to that episode, John, because I think I have some things to learn from you on that front. So we'll have to do an episode on USPs in the future. The last one of the five here brings it back to simplicity. Like you have to have a simple and straightforward menu. If especially on mobile, you can't just pop out that hamburger and immediately know where you want to go on your website within ideally one click, but two clicks maximum. Number one, that's Google's robot wants that, and your customers want that. If they pop open that slider menu and there's 47 options, they're going to just run away. They're not going to click on anything, right? They're definitely not going to read it. It's too small on their phone. They're going to run away. So I would recommend building a menu specifically for mobile that makes it much more readable, and then really try to simplify the menu that you do have on your site. I think people get too complex, make it too convoluted, and that's just going to drive customers away.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. It goes back to what I was saying earlier about every extra click you add to get somebody to the right place like you might feel like you're being helpful, but there are all sorts of research things that have been done into this, that every extra click somebody has to make before they can purchase something decreases the conversion rate on that website. And so, you know, and every layer you add in, you know, because I think a lot of the time when we're creating menus, particularly in the beginning, you're assuming you know what people want to see to understand what's in, like, how you should subdivide those things. And I think people overthink it a lot of the time and add in too much complexity, which is actually confusing for customers. So I'm 100% with you. Two clicks maximum is my rule personally if I'm building a website.
Thanks for listening to the Dropship Podcast. You can find all the show notes for this episode at dropshippodcast.com. And if you're ready to take the next step in your dropshipping journey, we invite you to join us inside Dropship Breakthrough, where John and I will walk you through step-by-step in starting your own high-ticket dropshipping e-commerce business. But that's not all. Dropship Breakthrough will also teach you everything you'll need to know to grow your business and take it to the next level. So head over to dropshipbreakthrough.com and sign up for our free training that will help you take the first steps towards building and growing your own profitable high-ticket dropshipping business.
John and I both love business, think about it all the time, can't turn it off, and don't know why anyone would want to. And because of that, we started a second podcast where we can talk about everything we've ever wanted to talk about in business, not just dropshipping. We like talking about all things business. So if you want to hear John and I talk about all sorts of stuff, from camel meat dropshipping businesses to PDF dropshipping to a guy gambling $100 every single day on YouTube Shorts, to how OnlyFans taught us lessons in business. We're all over the place over there, but it's a really fun podcast. So if you're a podcast listener, you love John and I, head over to your podcast player of choice and look for the Low Bar Podcast. You'll see a blue image and you'll see a cartoon version of John and myself. And go back and start at episode one. I promise you will not regret this. This is one of the more fun projects that I have done recently. I know John's having fun too, so we'd love it if you joined us. Check out the Low Bar Podcast on YouTube or wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts.